Yo, it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to episode 54 here at No Ideas.
Just vibes.
Oh, pretty man, how you doing?
Yeah, man, we're here, we're back, guys.
We're actually here, and just disclosure, I don't know if you're going to get a single laugh out of me today, but if you do, it's a win. You know what I mean? So let's just set the bar from now.
Fine. That's my mission. Let's go.
But it's good to have you back because you weren't here last week and I missed you.
Oh, I miss you too, Brittany.
I actually missed you. It was so weird. Mate. I was just sitting here alone on my sofa thinking, what would Lizzie say back to this?
Oh, God.
The whole episode. So yeah, it was pretty jokes.
No, but it was beautiful. Like, your spoken word piece was actually so, so beautiful. And I'm sure the brethren think exactly the same.
Yeah, it was all right. We done it. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. You did it. You got it done. You baked some bread. Okay. That's the bare minimum. So people, I'm about to lay down the law for y'all as to how we do it at No Ideas Just Vibes. Okay, we're going to talk about our weeks, what's been going on, the highs, the lows, how we actually got through. And then
we are going to go into our main topic. And we've given ourselves the question this week, should you get time off work for a breakup?
Now, this is an interesting topic because
I just literally thought about the other day. I think I was sitting on the train feeling really sad, not because I'd had a breakup, but it was the kind of sadness you feel when you do have a breakup. Mm-mm. And I was like, damn, I forgot how much that hurt. And basically, then I thought, oh my God, if I had to work at this moment in time, I'd need time off.
Oh, of course.
And then I thought about the question and what's appropriate. So we're going to get into it later.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for this one. A one-way ticket to get into our feels.
Love it. I wish I could return. Right, Briddy, hit me up. How the hell was your week? Let me know. I haven't heard from you in a minute.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, it's been a rough week. Let's be real. I mean, if it's taking me off the podcast, then you know shit is serious.
Isn't it? Shit is getting real.
You know shit's going down. But, you know, had some news, you know, not great news, but we're getting through it. And how did I get through it, guys? Number one is one lady, okay? A lady that you and I both love, Brittany.
Oh.
The one and
Maya
only.
Maya Angelou.
Oh, no. We do love her. Ah, Maya. But, no. Do you know what? I watched this wonderful lady's Tiny Desk and I was like, this is the reason why people live.
Is it Thames?
It absolutely is Thames.
Yes, my brother.
Did you watch it as well?
No.
Oh.
But I saw a little excerpt.
Oh.
Is that the right word?
Excerpt, yes.
Yeah. Oh. I saw a little bit and I need to go back and watch it. NPR, Pretty. Tiny Desk.
You go and watch it and you just enjoy that 20 minutes.
Yeah, man, I will.
The thing with Thames, yeah, I could really talk about her extensively and I really do feel like she's going to take up the majority of my week. So get ready, guys.
It is currently Tuesday, but the time this comes out, it will be Thursday. And tomorrow, aka Wednesday, we are going to WizKid and Thames. Oh. So you're going to hear about it now and you're going to hear about it again next week.
Absolutely.
But as you can tell, we're gastided.
Oh my gosh, it's gastididid.
Gastididid.
Gadidodos.
The dada.
The didanga.
The danda.
The nyonga.
You just make noise. I've missed this. You actually make noise.
Where did I even go with that one? I don't even know.
And there is the one laugh.
Yes. And in 4 minutes. Come on. That's a world record.
Come on.
Let's fucking go. Now, honestly, Brad, Thames's Tiny Desk is so beautiful, right? My only one thing.
Oh, no. Go
that
on.
That I had a problem with.
Yeah.
And I think you two have a problem with it.
The band's too loud.
No, the band was sensational.
Oh.
She did not play Crazy Things.
I feel like you've got to leave some things to your tour, though.
I get it, but like, I was waiting for that song.
I know, but like, sometimes, you know, people leave it out because they also, as artists, have to choose what they love.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true. Yes.
Like, there was a song Mahalia didn't sing when we went to see her the other week, and I was gutted.
Mm.
Well, she did not sing Jealous.
Yeah, you were actually bare pressed about that.
Is that her song?
Yeah, Rico Nasty. Rico Nasty.
And I left so upset. But it's what she loves, isn't it? So
no, you are right. I mean, even though she didn't play Crazy Things, it's all good. I still just love that woman. This is just an appreciation moment for Thames because genuinely, can we just take a moment for her gaze? Her eyes are like the definition of sultry.
She said sultry.
As in sultry.
Like, she's written a poem about it. I can see her reading off her phone.
Absolutely. Like, Thames is such a precious individual. Like, now, do you know what really got me? Yeah, a lot of things got to me in this 20 minutes, but when she introduced Damages, yeah.
I love that song.
No, Brid, this is going to get to you.
Yeah, go on.
When she introduced it, she was like, yeah. This is Damages. I screamed.
And you were there like,
I literally screamed. Yeah. Like, she fucking knew the thing.
Yeah, I love that.
And
come
I was
on,
like,
man.
Go on, back yourself, girl.
One day we're going to have a link up with Thames, no doubt. And this we're going to, the house down.
Absolutely. This is what I'm saying.
Down.
Then crazy things don't really be happening.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that was a massive part of my week.
Clearly.
given the amount of time. But then, you know, just to bring it down on a notch, I think everyone pretty much knows about this because it's literally been everywhere on the news.
But the fact
that Virgil Abloh passed away this week really was actually such a sad point.
And if you guys do not know who he is, he is a designer, an entrepreneur, a DJ, a bloody inspiration.
Oh, icon.
But he is the founder of Off-White and also since 2018 has been the artistic designer for Louis Vuitton menswear.
Oh.
And just a little fact about him, because my tip this week is something he said.
Oh my gosh, my tip is based on something from him as
well. Oh my God, I love it.
I love the synergy. We're back in the bakery, guys. We're really back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back in business. We're back in business.
Yeah.
Now back in business.
Yeah.
What are you bidding?
Are you okay? Are you actually very okay, sir? Shit then. Bro.
Sorry.
Stop going off script.
I know, it's so regular.
We don't even have a script,
honestly,
it's all right.
It's notes.
But Virgil actually had no fashion accolades.
Mad.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, now you know that.
Mad.
Yeah, man.
And he was doing this for this generation.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. And I'm gutted. And you know what's beautiful to see? A, I love the fact that I follow so many people that are a fan of his.
Yeah.
Obviously, he impacted that widely, but I could follow loads of people who don't know who he is.
Yeah, that's true.
And second of all, so many people shared private messages with him on their Instagram. And what I loved is it felt like, as someone like me who didn't know him, he really connected on a personal level with everybody he worked with and reached out to and mentored.
Yes.
And I love that because you see people, you know, if somebody passed away who reshared my story, it's a reshare, they'll never remember me. Mm-hmm. But he went the extra mile to actually send those personal messages because they're everywhere, flooded on so many people's accounts.
100%.
I love the personal touch. I love it.
Yeah, I think that's what's really beautiful to see. It's just the variety and really the different levels and the layers and the different creations he imparted to so many different people.
Mm.
And to see that all rise now, like, you know, to commemorate his life, basically, it's really beautiful because I genuinely feel like that is what you call a legacy.
Fully, man. It's a legacy. And there are some people in the world who really change things.
Mm.
And he no doubt is one of those people.
Absolutely.
And very, very sad to see him pass at 41.
But yeah, man. I mean, other than that, what else was going on in your week, Briddy?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't going to mention that because I was going to mention it at the end.
Okay.
Because I foresaw that you were going to mention it.
Oh, how did you foresee?
Yeah, you know, I got that foresight.
What did you? Did you see my notes beforehand?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
you shared it on our cloud. Is the same. We got a shared cloud. We got a shared cloud.
You sneaky girl.
Yeah, man. But the rest of my week, you know, one of these times where I'm just going to read straight off my notes, cried all week. That's cute.
Yes.
It did happen.
It happened.
It actually happened just an hour ago when we were supposed to record the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I cried and I yelled, but we're back.
We're back in business, guys.
We made it. Yep. That's pretty much been my week. I feel like I've had a lot of mad situations go down, a lot of letdowns. And then I wrote in my notes, but that's life.
That's life.
That is life. I have been struggling for motivation, but Brid, you gave me a very, very good pep talk yesterday
that
I really needed.
That's what I'm here for.
And this
man.
Is how it went, yeah?
Oh, wow. You're recapping it. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but that was gold in that moment, Brid.
Let me share the gold.
You can't share that gold.
Yeah.
You need to spend me for AIDS.
Yeah. I'll give you some of the gold back.
Fine, share the gold.
What Lizzie said to me was, you need to go back to what you love doing for you and find the inspiration in that. That's the message I drew. And I'm not going to pay you for it because I'm sure I inferred that.
Yeah, you absolutely did.
Yeah, because she said some dumb shit. Yeah, I mean, I just inferred some theoretical, philosophical shit that inspired me. But no, it really helped me. And today I got up and I started writing again.
Yes.
But forget writing, yeah.
Oh, she could get it up a nudge.
I'll be singing too. No one needs that.
I was about to scream.
No one needs that. No one needs to hear that shit, honestly. But I actually came up with the dopest concept.
Okay.
So for all of you brothers listening right now, stay tuned.
Oh.
Lizzie.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you after.
Ah, come on. Isn't it? You're that certified brethren, yeah?
And if you guys want to know the tea straight on time, then sign up for the membership.
That's it.
$49.99 a month. It's all right.
$49.99.
Isn't it?
Take all card payments, honestly. Cash up as well.
Klarna. You're so stupid.
You said Klarna. We'll take three installments, guys. Literally. Honestly, we got you.
Payments. It's
no,
okay.
We're rich.
Shout out payday.
Shout out fucking payday. Isn't it? Jeez.
So that was pretty much my week, Brit. You know, nothing big.
Okay.
Nothing bad.
Nothing bad.
I'm struggling for words.
But you still made it today.
Nothing left.
And that is really the win.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's that really is the it. Win. So we're here.
Amazing. Do you know what? I'm glad you're here and I'm glad I'm here, guys.
Yeah, isn't it?
And I'm glad you guys are here with us.
There it is. Now, let's take a moment to put you guys on something great. Bridie, it's been 2 weeks, so you better come with a bada bing, bada boom.
Okay.
What are you plugging this week, my friend?
Do you know what? Yeah.
I don't know, so tell me.
Let me land, yeah.
All right, then.
So, basically, yeah, my plug this week is some food for the soul, okay?
Are you talking about music or actual food?
I'm actually talking about food this
week.
Okay.
All right. Love that. Love that.
Psych.
You're a dickhead.
No, I'm joking.
You said psych. Are you 10? Are you 10?
Look, yeah. People don't even need to know my age, okay? Unless you follow me, like, don't worry about that, okay?
She literally went, hop, people don't even know yet.
Bing. Look, yeah.
She said bing.
Look, my plug this week is some food for the soul, and it is actually a restaurant that I visited a couple weeks ago called The Soul Box.
Okay.
And when I tell you, this place is absolutely stunning. Like, it's one of those really small, like, independent restaurants.
Love it.
It's in Deptford, so it's slightly further out, but honestly, it's worth the trek. No, honestly, guys, so The Soul Box, in terms of the cuisine, it's like your beautiful Caribbean dishes, so like your jerk chicken, your mac and cheese, your curry guts, your oxtail, all them good dishes, you know. And then the thing that really makes it like amazing are the tantalizing cocktails on the menu, because when I tell you, yeah, these cocktails, they're really providing flavors. And I feel like the main reason for it is the rum that they use.
Oh, rum. Shout out rum. Oh,
shout out rum as a
shout
spirit.
Out Captain Morgan.
Honestly, shout out the real winner here, which is actually the rum that the Soul Box use, Las Olas. Have you tried that rum, Brit?
I never tried it.
Guys, honestly, if you want a banging rum that you can have on its own as well as in a mixer, have Las Olas.
Let's purchase that tomorrow for WizKid.
I think we should do so.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Done.
You best be doing Sold. It too. WizKid or not.
Taken for $39.99.
I love it. No, I even honestly. Saved 1p off 40.
No, dude. Oh. It's such a banging rum. Like, it's so, like, well-rounded in flavor and spice and
everything nice.
Know, even the bottle looks good as well. It's one of those bottles you can actually have on your mantelpiece and not feel a type of way about it. So
she does get this deep about the smallest things all the time.
I really do. I get so passionate.
It's not for show. It's not for show.
I'm really just a passionate individual.
Yeah, man.
Look, I'm a Sagittarius. We're passionate, we're adventurous, we're fiery. That's who we are.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So guys, honestly, if you want some good soul food, food for the soul, banging cocktails, and also the music is just vibes on vibes, then visit The Soul Box London in Deptford Bridge. You're gonna love it. Okay?
That's a sick plug, man.
That's my plug.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Brid, what are you giving the people this week?
He's a rapper.
Oh.
A producer.
Producer.
An actor.
Actor.
A writer.
Writing.
A director.
Directing.
Goes by the name of.
Name.
Rap man.
Sorry?
Yeah, you don't know Rap Man.
Sorry?
You know Rap Man.
Rap Man.
He directed Blue Story. Rap Man.
Oh, sweat.
Rap
yes,
Man.
Yes, I do know Rap Man.
Are you okay, sir?
Sorry, I don't know why that... Sorry, I was...
I built it up and she just kicked me to the curb.
No, it's because I was getting too caught up in the ad-libs. I sort of lost myself and I was like, wait, Rap Man, wait, sorry, what?
I really built that with everything I had, right? Flatline. Right, forget that. Anyway, Rap Man is all of those things. Mm. And if you perhaps don't know him, one of his most well-known bodies of work is Blue Story, the film, which is now on Netflix.
It is.
Shout out Netflix.
Shout out them Netflix and chill ones.
But Netflix have just signed a deal with Rap Man for a Netflix superhero drama called Supercell.
Oh, okay.
So we are going to see diversity. Mm. We are going to see honesty.
Let's go.
We are going to see the types of TV shows and creations that we don't normally see.
Mm.
And I'm gassed. It's a massive, massive deal for him. Mm. It's a massive deal for seeing people that look like you on TV, for those people that don't often see that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really gassed about how he creates things.
Mate, I'm excited as
well. Yeah, man, it's really dope. So I want to shout him out to say he's just a dope human.
Mm.
Congratulations to him.
Yes.
Keep an eye out on Supercell. And
if
you're an actor or actress,
shout out to me.
Send in your video reel.
Calm, I'm done. Bet. Say
boom.
Less. Say less.
So that's my plug, bitch.
Okay, let's go.
So the question for the main topic this week, as stated at the beginning, should you get time off work for a breakup? Now, I do have to put a trigger warning for anyone who's heartbroken.
Yeah, that's
you may not
a big
want
one.
To listen to this.
It's true. No, but big facts, man.
I was joking, but you sounded like you took it seriously.
No, I'm absolutely taking it seriously. If
you can't put a trigger warning for a fucking breakup.
Absolutely, you can. These things, it's triggering. Okay?
You're actually a joke. If you are between 1 to 3 months of a breakup, trigger warning is necessary.
Literally.
Past 3 months, you should be over it.
Oh, wow. I mean.
I'm kidding.
We're going to talk about that, Bridie.
We'll discuss it after.
Okay.
Okay, so I just want to ask your initial thoughts on that. Should you get time off work for a breakup?
I think, yes, you should.
Damn. Just like that.
Just like that.
Okay, great. Me too. End of podcast.
And that's it, guys.
No.
Stay safe.
Tell me, she said, stay safe. Tell me why you say yes, definitely.
Do you know what? I know that, you know, with breakups, there are so many different variables that play into the act of breaking up with someone. But I feel like if you just look at it, you know, objectively as to what it is and what it can do to someone, you are essentially, you've gone from being at one state of like, you know,
happiness
with someone, right? That additional layer of happiness that is, you know, elevated your life in many ways, whether you're, you know, aware of that or not. And now to have that taken away from you, especially if it was something that you didn't want or that you didn't expect, it's gonna come as a shock to you, and you need to have the time to process that.
Right, so let's talk about that.
Okay, breaking it
something
down.
Something that you didn't want.
Mm.
What about the person who broke up and wanted it because they had been cheating and now have moved on and still happy? Do they just get free time off work?
I mean,
like, how do you standardize that? How do you even go about standardizing that? Because it's so subjective.
Yeah, I do get that, actually. It is subjective. But I feel like if you broke up with the person, maybe you should have, like, some time off. Even if it's, like, just a day. Just to kind of like gather your thoughts and
a day.
I mean, what want 2 days?
What am I gonna do in a day? Imagine I've been dating someone for 5 years. We're engaged. They left me at the altar. You're giving me a day.
Okay, well, Brid, we need to discuss these guys like these parameters, because you can't be throwing fucking marriage
trauma
circles to me.
Trauma.
And I'm giving you a day. Like, it can't stand.
You know, I catastrophize shit, man.
I know. You need to stop that. But in that situation, of course, it's different given the scale of time. But I feel like there should be a standard. There should be a standard that if you've broken up with someone, whether you've been with them for a month or, you know, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, maybe 3 days off where you actually have the time to, you know, process, cry, be in your feels, and then you have some time to get back on your feet and figure out, okay, I've been in my feelings, but how am I going to move forward with this and move on with my life?
Okay, cool. So let's take the 3 days.
Okay.
And we're obviously going to put that under compassionate leave, mm-hmm. right? Because you don't want to just have a separate box for breakup.
Yes.
Now, from a company perspective, in order to standardize this, don't you then think we have to put a cap on how many breakups you have in a year?
I mean, yeah.
Like, you've got to think, it's quite a private thing. And it's like, how do you put a number on how many breakups you're allowed? Because let's say I have those 3 days, but I'm someone who gets into a 1 month relationship, super intense, breaks up, next person breaks up. Because there are people hop from relationship to relationship and have multiple breakups in a year. Suddenly, after 4 breakups, that's a sum total of your normal annual leave.
Yeah, that's true. And that can't run from a business perspective anyway. Like, it's not feasible.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like there should just be a limit. There should be those 3 days that you can use in a year. You know how companies have duvet days?
Yeah.
And there's maybe like two that they give.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Compassionate leave under the breakup category would be 3 days that you have once a year. Mm. So you really need to like self-assess and be like, okay, if I broke up with this person on Thursday...
I break up with them on Thursday.
No.
So I get the Thursday, Friday, long weekend.
That's
Monday.
What I'm saying. Like,
really, you're actually wrong. Fam. People like you who rigged the system.
Look, but we stay on top. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. Look, you got to move smart here. But like, if you break up with them on a Thursday, you don't need to use your breakup leave. You know, I love how we've made that a thing, a breakup leave.
Breakup leave.
You don't need to use it because you've got Friday to Sunday. Mm. But if you break up on a Monday and this one is really hitting you, then yeah, take your time, big man. Like, do what you need to do.
Okay, so let me give you this situation. Mm. In the last however many years, I would class myself as single. Shout out anyone who doesn't think so, hit me up.
I'm screaming.
But I would class myself as single. So I think I'd fake dating someone so I could get that leave, because there's no way, you know, in 5 years, I'm not going to take them 15 days. That's a lot of days. That's a whole holiday in Barbados.
In Barbados.
Oh my God. Can we just do a quick sidebar?
Yeah.
Speaking of Barbados.
Oh yeah.
Have
oh
you
my
seen
God.
Rihanna?
Yes! Yes!
Shut up, bro.
I read about this today.
Bruv.
Fam. Come on, Rihanna.
Named the national hero of Barbados.
Come on, Barbados.
What a bloody honour. It's about bloody time.
Honestly.
But we must shout out the fact that this ceremony specifically marks the country's official removal of Queen Elizabeth the Secundos as their head of state.
Yes.
So they've transitioned into a republic.
A republic. Oh my God.
With its first ever president, female.
Mate, honestly, talk about breakthrough.
Female.
Yes.
Bro.
Yes.
Bro.
Yes.
And Rihanna. Dumb. You're dumb.
And Rihanna.
Are you dumb? Anyway.
Nah.
Good sidebar.
Great sidebar.
I enjoyed
great,
that.
Honestly, well done for bringing that.
Okay, so back to me faking breakups to get the 15 days in Barbados.
In Barbados.
Yeah, but like, do you see what I mean? Don't you think it opens up a whole kind of world of, I don't know,
people taking the piss?
Yeah, don't you think maybe we should just add on duvet days at every company as a compulsory?
This is the thing. I feel like some companies are moving towards doing that, but I still feel like there should be a separate category under compassionate leave for breakups. Because it's only 3 days a year.
Also, like, let's actually deep it for a minute. I know I've been surface level. Let's actually get into it. Like, it's a fucking loss.
Yeah, this is the thing.
It's actually a loss. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know when you live with housemates and one of them goes away for the week and you're like, damn, things are so different.
Exactly.
Imagine that, but like that happening after 3 years of a relationship. Nah. And there's obviously more on top, not just a housemate, unless you be fucking your housemate. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, yeah.
You know what I mean, but shout out people who can balance both.
Yeah, shout out to them ones.
Isn't
there.
It?
Those are the true survivors.
Those are the true soldiers.
Literally.
I would let you lead me into battle. You know what I mean?
Don't worry, fam, we got you.
No man's land, I'm coming if you're in front of me.
I'm yelling.
But that's the thing, it's actually a loss it is a horrific pain, which is why I will never sign up to do it again.
No.
Why won't sign up to break up again? That's
Look,
for sure.
Because you're signing up for the hope of finding everlasting happiness with someone.
Oh, here we go.
I know,
it's
I just
optimists
got...
like you that make me feel like I need to.
Yeah, but this is why you keep going, Breads. You need the optimists in your life.
I've decided I'm not dating. I've decided I'm, what's it called? Asymmetrical.
Celibate.
No.
Asymmetrical is a type of design on clothing. You mean it's not asymmetrical.
But there's a word beginning with A.
It's definitely the A. We're going to get there.
But I don't know. But let's go with celibate.
You're celibate if you're not sleeping with anyone.
I am going celibate to avoid...
Asexual.
Is it? I'm going to... Yeah, it is. You're right. I am going asexual symmetricalness.
To
avoid love. I've decided.
No.
But that's, a story for another time. it is actually a great loss, Brid.
It is. Like, because as you said, that person is no longer in your life anymore. And, you've become so accustomed to having such a routine with them.
It's the companionship.
It could be the morning text or the breakfast or the walks or the phone calls you have, whatever your rhythm of living was.
The rhythm.
You're going to have to change that. And changing that tune is difficult because you've been so comfortable doing that for however long that has been. And you have to change it. And it's sad, man. It's a sad time and you need to... It's important to have that state where you can just be in your feels, rest, and then recover.
Because also, realistically, can you focus on work? No.
No, you're not in a good headspace.
Exactly. And also, if a company is willing to give duvet days because you just feel a bit meh, then this is more than meh. I think it's important that time is given. I really don't know how they would go about standardizing that, across big corporations. Mm. But I think it definitely could be implemented at smaller corporations.
100%.
At the discretion of your line manager. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, 100%. 100%. I feel like... With smaller companies, because, there are less...
People, the limit does not exist.
Less people. There's no limits, really. So, it should realistically be a very open pool of communication.
Yeah.
And that's even the problem with corporates these days, because they're so stuck in, stringent, traditionalist, ways and modes of behaviour that, for the modern person... It's kind of hard to live your life because you're constantly being told you need to be like this, you need to do this. But, no, things are changing. We're in a new normal right now and we're human at the end of the day. And I feel like we as a generation, we're very much challenging that now.
Yeah.
And asking more.
How it should be.
Absolutely. How it should have been.
I think there should be qualified love doctors who get to assess how much the breakups impacted you and then you get a doctor's note.
Mm. Look.
Who's with me?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
She with me.
My hand is in the air.
I do. Okay. I do have to apologize because I've chatted just a lot of shit today. I know normally I get deep and I get into it and I start, pointing the rifle at everybody. Do you know what I mean? Explain yourself.
Mm-mm-mm.
But today I feel like, I just got to keep it light, man.
You got to keep it light. And sometimes it's like that. And,
that's
what we pride ourselves on this podcast, Brid. We'll always come to you with the most honest energy that we have.
You reckon?
Absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Here, bloody here, sir.
Here, bloody here.
We'll definitely, imagine if we broke up the podcast.
Oh my God, that could never happen.
Let's not even speak it into existence.
No,
I take it back.
I'm sorry.
I'm deleting this bit from the episode.
Delete it. Bye. Delete.
Control alt delete. Bye.
Bye.
I'm actually going to keep that in. Because we're so stupid.
Keep it in, man.
Yeah, man.
Look, we will continue baking that bread because y'all got to eat. Okay. Yeah.
But I think that's all I've got for the main topic today.
No, agreed. I think, look, there should be a period that we can have time off work if we've broken up with someone. And I think that should just be put in place, basically.
Speaking of periods.
Oh, no. You
shouldn't won. We get... No. I'm long gone.
Oh.
But shouldn't we get time off for periods?
Yes.
That is a question for another time.
Oh,
I am going to find a scientist who refers to this and I'm going to come and slam dunk the facts on you guys next time we speak about
Let's
that.
Let's fucking go, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah, because there will be men listening who are like, nah, no way. But I'm telling you,
no.
The way I keel over,
fam.
Like I have been,
dude.
Slam dunked,
fam.
It's too much.
The way I lose sight, like I feel like I can't even breathe anymore. Come try chat to me saying that period pains aren't real.
This goes like The Walking Dead.
No, honestly. Oh, no.
But anyway, we're going to get into that another time. That's a dope topic.
No, honestly. That's next week.
Yeah, man. Maybe next week. Honestly. Maybe next week. Right, Briddy. I want to take a tip from you to take us into next week, por favor.
Okay, guys. So, as mentioned before, obviously, we were talking about the loss of Virgil Abloh this week. And my tip is sort of like a phrase to keep perspective for everyone following his loss. And it's from a guy called Stephen Dakers, who I saw on Twitter. I just really loved what he said. And it goes like this.
Mm-hmm.
We're all on borrowed time. Block out the outside noise. Keep working and try to leave your impact on the world. God will handle the rest.
I like that.
Yeah, man.
I like that a lot.
It's just simple. We're on borrowed time, guys. Like,
isn't it?
Block out the noise. Focus on you. Keep doing what makes you happy. Do you know what I mean?
Like, that's the key.
Because really, your legacy is doing something that you love. And not everyone needs to know about it. But the fact that you did it is the legacy itself.
And you know something beautiful about Virgil?
Mm.
When people in the public eye pass away, sometimes you get a lot of split opinions.
Yeah.
This is a man who I've only seen positive impact
absolutely
from in the news and by an array of people. Mm-hmm. And I look to that and I think that is how I want to leave.
Yes.
Whether it's in the public eye or not, it doesn't matter. But that is the legacy and the interaction and the imprint that I want to leave on the people that I've met, encountered and inspired.
Absolutely.
Because that really is a beautiful soul.
Oh,
and yeah.
Honestly.
Mad.
Honestly. Yeah, man. That is my tip. Brid, send us away.
My tip is a quote from Virgil, something he said, and it goes like this. I'd do anything at the right time, and I would also do things at the wrong time if they felt right. And I really love that. For me, it's the key is doing things at the wrong time if they felt right.
Yeah, that's,
because what I get deep from that is you have a strong sense of justice and what is right and wrong.
Mm.
And maybe it is the wrong time in the eyes of the world, but it is not the wrong time for the community that needs it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm-mm.
And there are a lot of barriers he broke for the black community that perhaps the world didn't think they were ready for.
Yes.
But he knew that somebody else was. So on everyone else's terms, it was considered the wrong time.
Mm.
But he knew it was right.
No, for sure.
And
that's enough.
It's beautiful.
That is really enough.
It's really beautiful. So
it really is.
Yeah, man. Big up him, because I got a lot of love and respect for that man.
Loads and loads of respect. Like, that guy, he imprinted so much colour. And I'm just so glad that we are here to have seen that.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Guys, that's another Bread Loaf Baked.
Big love for the week, you guys. Sending good vibes as usual.
Mm-hmm.
I hope no more tears for me or anyone else who cried next week.
Amen. We that's only look forward to Wizkid.
That's it, man. That's it.
It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's Ilaria.
We out. Bye, bitch.